Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, our guest today is Rebecca Fearing. Now, I told you to, in order to explain the wonderful thing that's apparently you're able to do, I need to reference two episodes of The Twilight Zone. If these people, if listeners, are not familiar with The Twilight Zone, because this apparently you seem to be able to do something along the lines of these two episodes. There's one particular episode where a little 5-year-old boy is at his birthday party, and his grandmother gives him a toy telephone. Well, the boy dies, the grandmother dies, and then they show the little boy talking to the grandmother on the phone after she's passed. And then there's another one where apparently this lady, I think it's an old woman, might be an old man, I don't really remember, but she's on the phone and she keeps getting all these messages on her phone, sounds of someone talking on her phone, and then she goes to find that the wire goes to a grave. I believe that's memory serves me right. Now, my understanding is that you claim to be able to do something similar to this. Am I right in saying this?
Yes. Hi, this is Rebecca Fearing, and I'm glad to be on your show today, guys. And I do something that even is, for myself, was shocking, is shocking, and seems to get even more more calls and more information through the telephone than that I expected. In the 1980s, if you want to hear the story real quick, a sad occurrence happened, and one of my best friends passed away. I was in Switzerland when it happened, and I came home a couple months later, and I just had this very strange feeling to call her landline, because we didn't have cell phones then. And as I called, and I have many witnesses, maybe some of my family's listening, but what I did was I called her telephone just to hear her voice. But instead of hearing the message that she normally would have on there, I heard, "Goodbye, Rebecca." Now, you know that phone system that used to be on it, say this phone is disconnected and blah, blah, blah. Well, that was, that's where it was on. It was left on that kind of message system. But instead of saying what it would have said, it said, "Goodbye, Rebecca." So then from there, I'm like, whoa, people can use the telephone from the other side. But as we got more technical with the phone systems, the satellites got stronger and they used cell phones. And I have always been getting strange things on my cell phone since the satellites were so strong. And then I figured out how to call back. Since I was getting the calls from the other side on my phone, which sounds really out there and crazy, but it is more than real. And if I have a lot of my fans or listeners out there, they know this to be true about me. They may have been in my office, and I can do this for you. So what happened was I decided that I'm going to figure out how to call back because I was getting the calls, but I said, no, I need to call back, and I figured it out. I figured out
how do you do it?
Okay. So, what I do is I call from my cell phone, and I call from the 853 number because it's really important which phone I use. And and then I call your cell phone, and I ask my team to help me connect you with your loved one or the person you're trying to contact. This is not random, and this is not a ghost app at all. It's nothing like that. So we leave a message on your cell phone, and it goes like this, hi, John, and you leave a space, I love you, or hi, Mom, I love you, or whatever you want to say. And then we wait a couple minutes, and we go back to your cell phone with you have, there's no trickery because I can never do this, and that message is, those blanks are filled in with your loved ones answering you.
Wow.
And
okay.
They love you. Yeah.
Wow.
So you can do Yeah, no, and it's so shocking that I've had people jump off the chair in my office, almost fly over, you know, almost faint, can't catch their breath because it is so real. They go in the office, they sit for a minute because they say they can't drive because it is unbelievable. Now, I'll tell you a little story.
Definitely
the
is.
Only,
now,
this
is not something you'd be able to do on the air today, or is that possible, or?
I don't think we're going to be able to do it because I've done it over the air, but I'm usually there in with you, sitting in the station with you, which I've done over the air. My show that I'm redoing is Dancing with Ghosts. But, you know, I am in Florida. Are you guys based in Florida?
I'm in Florida.
I'm in
Florida.
California. Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm in
okay.
California.
Oh, good. So, Barbara, at another time, I promise I'll come over and we can do it and I can show you how I do it.
Oh, I would love that so much. And I already know who I'm going to try to connect with.
Yes. And it is so shocking. But the newest thing, you guys, which happened last night for a widow that called me, and her husband got on the phone with us. So the newest thing now, I don't have to call them. Because maybe I'm not getting it fully, the story that I need to tell them or how I need to help them, somebody will break through like a third party and I can hear them on the phone with me. I have actually had a client in Florida and one was in Boston. There were two sisters and the voice, I mean, it came right from like the heavens and yelled out the loved one that they were looking for and they heard it. They heard it too.
Well, I actually, if you really think about it, it's not that unbelievable because we don't know exactly how spirits really think and what they can do. And so, you know, if they've passed and they're having a hard time getting through to you and they're trying to come in your dreams and you don't know if it's real or not real, and then they try to come to you in a shadow, but that scares you, you know, so badly because you don't know it's really them. It could be any ghost. So this is a really great way for them to communicate that they probably, like, thought, hey, this is a no-brainer, and finally somebody's figured it out.
Right, because heaven has technology, and why wouldn't they? It's a very high dimension. It's a lot higher than where we are, and they are, you know, they would have better technology. So I think through satellites, the dimensions are being able to bridge that gap of actually this kind of communication. You can look on the internet and find that people are getting these calls all the time. They're just afraid to tell people because they'll think they're crazy. But it's actually quite common now. The thing that's uncommon is I figured out how to call back.
Yes, okay. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's such a, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm hearing you and I'm thinking there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who are listening because we have a lot of callers waiting. We're probably thinking, okay. I mean, this—that's really new. I've never heard of anybody being able to do this. I've never heard of. It's sort of like it's sort of like that Twilight Zone episode. You know, the little boy.
Yes, it's unbelievable. It is like that. For me, at first, I was so shocked, but I've gotten used to it now, so I think it's normal. I just did it in front of a bunch of prominent people. Over in Beverly Hills, okay, all these prominent people. And we had this, like an IT guy there. And the client's friend asked me if I would show everybody how I can do this, which I did. And they usually see their faces. The thing is, I wished I could take pictures of people's faces when they see that it is real. And then the only thing, there's a little hitch to this. Because, you guys, I don't do it alone. I can't. How could I do it alone? I actually, as crazy as it seems, have a call center in another dimension. And let me tell you something. They don't like you. They won't connect you. So it's not as easy as we think to figure out satellite to, you know, Earth to heaven or Earth to wherever because it's also controlled by people in another dimension. And I know that sounds crazy, but I have proof of it, proof in the pudding. And I've done it many times for people that will 100% back me up because they go home with those messages. I don't keep them. They're not on my phone.
This is probably one of the most amazing claims we've had on the show, Barbara. I mean, it's right up there.
Yes.
I, um, Barbara,
and you know what? And I think that if people don't believe it, then it doesn't matter. She doesn't care because she's saying, hey, I'll come over and I'll show you.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's a far out, it's an amazing claim.
Well, I know you're not.
Mm-hmm. For now.
You,
it'll be normal in the future.
Okay.
Right.
See, we're in the future. If I come to your house and do this, you are stepping into the future with me because this will be capable. This will be normal. It'll be a normal thing. Like now we can see each other's on phones. Remember we thought, oh my God, how is that possible? So this is just, I'm in the future. That's where I'm at with
this. Yes, I agree because we used to watch the Jetsons and that was all unbelievable. And basically that's how life
that
is, right, is now.
Now, Barbara, did you have any more questions or did you want us to take a call?
Well, okay. I would like to give the callers a chance to go first, but I would like to have a little chance throughout this, you know, somewhere in the hour. So whenever you're ready.
Absolutely.
Because obviously these callers are like burning to call in. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put this first person on. It's area code 920.
920, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Psychic Rebecca Fearing.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Rebecca,
how can
I'm
I help
calling,
you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm calling because I lost my mom, and I'm just wondering if she or anybody else on the other side is willing to talk to me tonight or give me any kind of messages.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your first name?
Amy.
Amy. Okay. All right. I have to tell you something. I before the show started, the name Amy was bugging me. So guess what? Your mom's already been here. I know that sounds like, yeah, right, but no, she's here. She knew you were going to call, and she's well prepared to communicate with you. By the way, she says that your hair looks very nice. I love that when they come by and talk about your clothes, your hair, your lipstick. So have you been doing something new to your hair?
I did. I went and got a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She said she likes it. And then she also said, you know, it always grows in a little bit after you've done it, but she said it looked really good on you.
Oh, wow.
And she's also, now I might mention names to you, Amy, that makes no sense now, but I'm going to talk about a woman named Mary. I know it's a common name, but your mother said that it'll be important to you to communicate with Mary. Would you know who that is?
Other than it's her first name, Mary Susan.
That's her. It's your mom. She says it's important to talk to her. She can hear you.
Wow.
Well, I felt her around me. I swear I felt, when she passed away, let me just say this, when she passed away, I felt her around me, and I really felt as if she left me strong. And that was one of her, you know, best attributes. And then tonight, briefly contemplating doing this, I felt her around me again.
And yeah,
and
you guys probably,
same feeling.
You probably didn't hear this, but listeners, and if you go back, I heard her very, very lightly say hi just now, and I heard it through this conversation. So she's so excited. And Mary, even if they called her Susan, I'm going to call her Mary, was very prepared for this call. She says when you feel her in the kitchen area, she likes to come a lot in their kitchen area. It's pretty common that people like to do that it's not your imagination. And Amy, she was concerned that you, and I'll get everything. She's talking to another gentleman who's there with her, and they were concerned about your car. So make sure you get it serviced, maintained, or check the tires. She says they might need to be rotated. I know they're talking about your car.
Okay.
Because do you drive a lot? Or are you in your car a lot? I mean, we mostly are.
Yeah, I'm planning on actually going to Florida hopefully soon. And recently my tire gauge came on, so I have to check the air in one of the tires.
Yeah, she's very concerned about it because if you're taking that road trip, you don't want to break down. See, your loved ones are communicating. They can see us. They can come through and talk about your haircut and your tire being problem, you know, or just anything and everything because there is no death really. And we can communicate with each other even if it's just like a telephone call about daily routine.
That is comforting. That's very comforting. It really is. But what do people do with not being able to touch the person? Can the spirit comfort them somehow?
Well, sometimes your mom tries to tap you on the shoulder, but a lot of times their vibration is like electrical energy, and it might be too high of a frequency for us to actually touch it. Sometimes your loved ones will come with kind of a buzzing sound, like, you know, or, you know, once in a while they can appear to you and as just as human as we are, but also like a higher energy level. So, I mean, I have seen, you wouldn't believe what I've seen and experienced in being born like this. So this isn't really anything I chose to do. I really had no choice. So be open to hummingbirds, too. She likes to send those.
Hummingbirds, okay. I have noticed creaks in the house, like in the ductwork and things like that, that have been new to me, I think, this year. Is that, she have anything to do with that or anybody else on the other side?
Well, Barbara, what do you think about this? Have you ever experienced anything with any visitations from your father's family? It's something to do with your dad.
Well, oh, that's so funny because I was going to ask you about a person that is related to my dad that passed that he's very extremely upset about. And that's, okay, I have seen ghosts. I've been attacked by a ghost. But what you're asking me is, have I had any interaction with people who have passed that I loved? And no, I haven't. I don't think so. But I have a lot of experience with spirits.
Right. And so, and the thing is, multidimensional communication is not what we would call a ghost story. That's different. Those are people that are stuck or haven't resolved their earthly life, you know, or died suddenly and they didn't know they died. I've come across a woman. I saw her walking down the street with a little girl in Washington State, didn't know her. And I said, wow. I looked at her, and then I saw the restaurant she was going towards, and I go, you know, I have a funny feeling about that woman, and what's that restaurant she's walking to? My friend said, you know what? She owns that restaurant. It's very popular, Rebecca. I don't know what you're talking about. A couple months later, she died, and I saw her. They called me, and I saw her stuck on the corner where she had gotten killed, and she didn't know she died. And you know what was amazing? She gave me a phone number of her friend. It was the right phone number, and I called her because I had to tell her that she died and that it's okay to move on. And so at that point, she was a ghost. She wasn't a multidimensional.
Yes,
she had no idea that
that's what I come across, the ghost. A person died at the apartment complex here, and that they were trying to tell me something. They didn't probably their body was decomposing.
Didn't cross over yet. Yeah.
Right.
Ma'am. Did she answer your question, or?
Well,
Amy.
No, that's okay. But I was just wondering if the bumps in the house are, you know, related to her.
Well, I don't think it's just your mom because she's brought a gentleman with her. So they want to make sure that you know that they're involved or that they're there to love you, it might be if you're having a stressful day. Then I would say that a majority of that is definitely related to your loved ones. I don't necessarily see a ghost in your house at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe it's my husband that she has with her. I have a court case tomorrow that involves, you know, his, you know, dealings. So.
Huh. Yeah, it may be because what I'm looking at is, remember I said, though, you're somebody related to your dad. Dad's family is trying to communicate with you, too.
Okay.
So the woman that called me, Amy, was that you, Barbara, talking about the court case? Who asked me about that?
No, that was Amy.
Amy did. I did.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay, yeah, because your voice, I couldn't tell by the voices. No, that makes sense. That's probably who your mother's with.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, he doesn't feel like he got a chance to say goodbye properly. So I don't know how much he could talk, but he seems to feel like he didn't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, Amy, by any chance?
Yes, it would, because, you know, he was heavily sedated towards the end, and
Yeah, that makes sense. He couldn't talk. He may have heard some of what you said, but the fact that he couldn't speak was very frustrating for him. And so, but you know, he's a handsome guy. I saw him. I said, "Oh, you're good looking." and he also told me to tell you. Yeah, he says the name David. I don't know if you've come across David yet, but
he's my brother.
Oh, okay. Because he was talking about him being supportive or helping. Maybe he's not going to be at the court case, but it makes sense because your mom's here. Okay, that they don't want you to feel alone. They're going to be there with you, and mom is helping to say hello to David, and, you know, hopefully he'll be a support too, because you've lost not only your mother, now you're a widow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Super.
And you have a lawyer helping you, right? Yeah.
Go ahead. A fabulous lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I couldn't have
done
that without him.
Right. Wear a white collared shirt with either navy blue or black, light colored polish, lipstick, not heavy perfume, and just be very confident. And I'm feeling like you're going to be victorious. It wasn't an easy thing to do. It's not such an easy case, but according to your loved ones, you're going to be victorious. So I hope I'm right about that.
Okay. All right. I feel
good
confident.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, good luck to you.
Infinite
you can
love
always
and gratitude.
Call me. Okay.
Okay.
So I think that was an interesting call. I mean, I've never heard.
Interesting. Oh my gosh. Wow, Johnny, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got her mom's name, and then you got her brother's name.
Yeah, and I know her husband couldn't talk because he wasn't like, it's not like he got in a car accident and then he was just dead. No, and I say that very bluntly. He was there, but he couldn't talk. And it really was frustrating to be able to hear but not to be able to communicate. So now he got a little bit of time to talk to her and with mom. And, yeah, it seemed like I believe we helped her. So that's
oh
my
thing. Gosh.
We're able to give her some help right now.
Yes. That's, I was trying to ask her, I don't think she heard me, if that brought her comfort, but I'm sure it did. How could it not?
Yeah.
But I was going, yes, I mean, really, I was going to ask you about that because I've often wondered, there's so many people that are dying, and before they die, they're in a coma, or they're just so out of it on drugs, or, you know, but they could hear, they might be able to hear.
Yes. I've been able to communicate with people in comas. I've been in many hospitals where the people have called me in to talk to their loved ones. I don't advertise that, and I never charge for healing, but they can hear you all right. And I did have a very sad story about a young man named Alex, and that would take a while. But they need to do more research on people in comas because I don't think in America that they treat them right. I mean, I'm not bashing the medical world, but there's a lot more to it than what meets our eyes.
Well, I have a story about that. When Ronnie Dangerfield was at the end of his life, he was in a coma, and what happened was that Ronnie Dangerfield had given the start of the break to so many comedians. I mean, there's 30 or 40 of them. So what happened was towards the end, they say you're supposed to talk to someone in a coma. Well, what happened was that all of the comedians came to visit him in the hospital and they did their act for him.
Well, yeah, because they can hear 100%. Other countries are much more progressive with people in comas. So, you know, if anybody has a loved one in a coma, please talk to them. They can hear you. You know, touch their hand, kiss them. They're not just out there in la-la land. A lot of times it's just because the brain has such an ability to heal, but it takes a long time. So, you know, that's my experience with people in comas. It's been pretty amazing, and I am going to put this out. I haven't done it yet. I wrote 5 songs with myself and another musician and a man in a coma who was a musician, and we filmed it. And I hope that I'll be able to get that out there, because it's one amazing piece. And, it proves. I have proof there's no death. I have proof that people in comas can hear you. You can communicate with them. And when I teach people how to use their own psychic ability, I hope that they could use that tool just like I do.
Yes, and you know what? This is a good time to let the listeners know where to find you. You have a website, RebeccaFearing.com. Rebecca, RebeccaFearing. And you also have a phone number so people can get a hold of you, and that's 818-853-1123. And you know what else? When you had that first caller, and you said, oh, nobody else, because we're not really in tune to try to listen for other voices,
right.
But you heard a hi. How amazing. That
it's very light.
Because we're, and I think I kind of heard it. I'm going to listen to this again. So I wanted everybody to know you can listen to this again on our YouTube channel. Yeah, make it louder and listen to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yes, absolutely.
Rebecca, what was Rebecca going to say one more thing?
Oh, yes. And you guys, I can teach you how to use your psychic ability on this episode. It will take me 5 minutes to let you know how to do it. So when you guys are ready, just tell me.
Right.
And if you want to take another caller, I'm ready. Or anybody wants to say anything else,
okay.
I'm here.
How about we do it first and then take the caller? Do I do that?
Yes. I thought you were going to say take the caller first. I'm so excited to do this.
Okay. So listeners, listen up. This is an easy, easy process. Okay? Now, I'm going to pick Barbara first, okay? Barbara, but take note, you guys, both of you, because in a blink of an eye, what color is my aura? Just say what comes into your mind. Do not question it. Just first thought.
Orange.
Blue.
Okay, what color blue?
I was sort of thinking sort of a navy blue or
okay. That makes sense. Now, this is, you wouldn't believe how many people will say this. In my house, we painted it, and it was supposed to be a light pink, not pink, peach. But when the painter got done with it, it looked like we lived in a pumpkin. So, from the outside, we're like, oh, my God, it looks like a pumpkin. So what happened was he lightened it, and he sort of faux-potted, I guess, stencils. And so now it's a very light orange. And then we have a lot of animals, and we decided, wow, we need to change the plumbing to accommodate our pets. And so since we're still in that process, I think my boyfriend decided that he would paint the hallway orange. I'm like, whoa, that's ugly. But anyway, I'm surrounded by the color orange.
Wow. Does this mean that I'm more in tune than Johnny is?
No, because I had an office that I just had to give up. And
that was
it was the whole walls were navy blue, and I was just talking to the management about that office.
Wow.
So
you're both
navy,
right,
navy
Johnny.
Blue. You're good.
We are good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay,
and if
what
I
did I do,
ask,
though? What did,
no,
you said you were going to teach us. So
no,
you taught us. So basically, okay.
No, there's more to it.
Basically.
That's only the first step.
Okay.
So when you want to know about somebody.
I have a question first, though. Okay, so you said don't question it, just whatever comes into your mind first, and because people always want to question it, and I almost did, but I didn't. So that's the key, too, like just focus.
Right.
Whatever comes to your mind,
100%.
Don't change your mind. Okay.
No, don't.
Okay.
Now,
awesome.
That's going to be what I call your storyboard. People who are listening out there, look for the color of somebody they want to know about. What color? Is it deep? Is it vibrant? Is it dark? Hopefully not. And let's say the lighter the brighter, really good. Deep colors are deep emotional, and dark colors are kind of maybe there's something going on, something wrong. So now that's our storyboard. My storyboard is orange, which makes sense to where I live, and dark blue, that makes sense to where I had my office. Okay, so you guys are kind of getting both where I practice my business and where I live. So we go in there. I'm very sorry. my other phone's going off. Okay, so when you go in there, look for names that you feel that are around me. The first names, last names, first names, cities, whatever pops out of my aura, you guys. And don't judge it. Just go with it. Remember, it would be my life, but we all know people with the same name. So just go in and tell me a couple of names that you see coming from me.
Bob.
Ooh, you got a good one there.
Okay, how am I supposed to think of these names? Like, how? Oh, my gosh, how do I, like, I don't know how. I mean, many names came into my mind.
Many names
came in. Okay, Mark came in. Pam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, that's you're going to my clients. But now, Bob is interesting. Now, what does Bob look like? Let's go to that first. Give me a description of Bob.
Well, I sort of see a guy with not a lot of hair, but no facial hair, and he's sort of wearing a white T-shirt or a white shirt.
Right. Do you see anything else? What did you say about his hair?
Not a lot of hair. Balding. He's balding.
I see. It's curl. It's not a lot of hair. It's bald on top. That's what I saw too, but curly on the sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you, and he has a white T-shirt on, right?
Okay.
Right. Now, this is Bob is the brother of the man you're describing. It was my ex, and he just passed away in December, and he always wore a white T-shirt, and he was bald. But when he was passing away, I saw the hair coming on the side, but he didn't want to have the bald on top and the hair on the side, and it started to have a little wave. And while he was in a coma, I talked about his hair. So, yes, that's the father of my kids. I've known him since he was two. He always wore white T-shirt. And his
brother, that's amazing.
Yeah. His brother is probably helping him because I got the audio from Billy, and I said on the audio when I called Heaven, I said, "Hi, Bob. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Billy." And you hear each one of them say, "Hey, hey." And Billy said, "Hey, good." So I knew he crossed over, and I knew his brother would come and get him. So thank you, guys.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm so impressed with Johnny on that one, big time.
Yeah, Johnny, you were getting it. And so, yes, you guys, and he probably just wanted to show up because he wanted to show up.
And, well, he loves you, and he's like, yep, this is my woman. She's good. She is what she says she is, see?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I see him now. Like when he said Bob, and then you were focusing on Bob, a picture of Bob came into my mind, and it would be interesting to see a picture of him to see if that's what
he
looks like.
Oh, I could
but
show you a picture
does.
Of Billy. Yeah, I'm going to send a picture of Billy because Billy was he was on the television with Vince Neil, and somebody sent me a clip. I didn't even know he did that. So I do have that clip, and I will send it to you guys, and you can see what I'm talking about.
I know
him.
I know Vince Neil.
Oh, you
that's
do?
Awesome.
Oh my God.
Is he? Yeah, he's so wonderful, and I know his ex-wife, and I know what they went through with losing a child, which was really
losing
so
a child
sad.
Cancer, yeah. Yeah, Billy was a big fan of his, and Billy, I think in that clip, is wearing a white T-shirt.
No.
Cool. You're going to send that picture to Johnny?
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys. I'll show you the clip. You can see him talking and
how
excited he is.
Right. I'm curious to see what these people are thinking because they're hearing all this.
Well, I'm curious if your callers got any names that were coming to me, you know, and it'd be fun to see who they could be.
Yes, 562. Hi, you're on live with Rebecca Fearing. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help you?
Hi.
Wonderful.
Yes. I a few years back, I got visited from someone from the other side, but they came in human form, like in a body, but not the same body that they passed away in. So I was wondering, Am I going to have any more visits like that? I'm not saying I didn't like it. I kind of, you know, enjoyed talking to the person. So I want to know, am I going to have any more visits like that again?
I do believe you will. And was the body that they came in, was it a better body? Because a lot of times people in heaven look much healthier and vibrant and young. So they won't usually come and looking if they died and they were older or, you know, not looking good. They usually come in a healthier form. So would you say this is a healthier form?
It was kind of similar to the one I had before, but it was just like younger. Yeah,
that's common. That's a lot of times people will tell you that they see their loved ones in dreams and they look really young. I see them in my office. They'll come in and I'll say they died when they were, you know, 82, but they look like they're 30. So that's common. And yes, I do believe when it's kind of when the stars are aligned right and the energy is conducive for them to come in. But I do find that you may have two other visits.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Was the gentleman that came to visit you, was he more olivey skin? I see a man around you with a more olive skin than real white looking.
Yes. Actually, he was African-American,
was
darker.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he was darker, but he wasn't real white. Sounds weird, but
he had a
darker tone of skin. Yeah, I see him right now.
Okay.
And he wants to tell everybody hello. He's very a good personality. He's very excited.
Hi. Yes.
And everybody, he wants everybody to know, and this is true, that there's the best food in heaven. So anybody think they're not going to get fed when they get over there, it's not true. So I don't know if he's a
good
foodie.
That's amazing. Nobody ever talks about that.
Oh, I have proof of that,
the
too. If you only knew. Yes. Pardon me?
What are the milkshakes like?
All kinds of food in there. Oh my God. You just didn't even know. It's actually heavenly. If you knew, you would think our food tastes like cardboard. So, you know, you don't want to know too much because you'll be disappointed down here.
Wow. Are we allowed to ask any more questions, like one more question, or just?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I had a court date on the 4th of February. I just want to know a quick question about, am I going to receive my SSI benefits?
Let me look, because this is important.
Okay.
Have you already been denied one time?
Yeah, they denied me about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But you had a lot of, like, you have to have a paper trail and the best doctors and everybody to stand up for you, because I'm feeling it's a better strong case now, because I saw that they had denied you the first time.
Yes, and I have a lawyer now. Last time I didn't have a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel, yes. I mean, you have a pretty strong case now, so I'll put a prayer out there for you to get what you deserve. And everybody listening, you put a little good energy around her, a bit of a prayer. So, yes, this is much better case now, stronger.
Okay, awesome. Do you see when I'm going to get the benefits, though? Like, is it going to be next month or
Well, the
next
thing is,
week?
You should get back. You know how you get back pay? They should actually include extra money. And so I would say that this is a possibility to get this quite quickly. I hope you don't have to do it a third time. I don't think so. But, yeah, you'll get quite a good sum of money to help you get back to where you need to go.
Yes, I was told if I do get approved, they're supposed to give me like $12,000.
Yeah, it's quite a chunk. And it'll just give you the security that you need. You know, you deserve it. I mean, you have a disability now, and that disability needs to be recognized, and you need to be able to get benefit from what you gave to the system. So I'm saying yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yes, thank
you.
And you know, yes, the good-looking guy over there, he's going to help you, and he's with you, and he's going to give you another sign. So don't be afraid. They don't want to scare you. They just want you to see that they're okay.
Okay. Now, that was amazing. This is a very, very interesting. Don't you think so, Barbara?
Oh, I mean, this is what I love, because I mean, she gets everything. Everything is just, and she's so confident. You're just so confident. And I mean, this is just wonderful. But then you think, okay, what can I ask? What can I ask? And then,
well, you, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I just feel like you already might know what we need to ask. So I think people who call, they're like, just give me whatever you feel. And they give you nothing. And then you still have something for them. And I've never tried that, have I, Johnny? I'm always talking. I like build up the story and then I let the psychic go. Maybe I should try it that way this time.
Yeah, it was very clear that the person, father's side of the family, since I talked to you, I kept hearing that. And the person that was very dear to you loves to give you signs. They're subtle, but they're there. And also, I'm getting a message about your ring. Be careful with your ring. Either your stone could fall out or you can misplace it. So any sentimental jewelry, it doesn't even have to be expensive, to really be careful with your jewelry. And this is coming from the person on the other side that's very close to your dad or your dad's family.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to my jewelry box right now. Sure,
and your grandmother
okay.
is coming through really, really, really strong. That doesn't mean that's your father's mother. I just see your grandmother coming through.
Okay.
And that's your mother's mother.
Pretty much, I had equal love for, you know, they were both quite the same type of grandmas. So, okay, so you see, because she loves me, but the other one loved me too. And the uncle loves me.
Yeah. The one that I was trying to talk to at first was a man, so that might have been your uncle, but this now your grandmother popped in. She said maternal grandmother, and I feel maybe in your family the name Anne or Anna was in there somehow. So have you done any ancestry checking?
Well, my middle name is Anne.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. So your name's Barbara Ann? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
So
there's a reason behind your name, and I'd love to hear it. Why did your mom and dad name you Barbara Ann?
My dad told me. Yes, my dad. He had a favorite aunt that was named Barbara Ann. I was named after her.
Well,
so
I'm feeling she's
passed away
too. Yeah.
And there's
I feel
these
very
people,
strongly.
A lot of them, I've never even met them, but if they're, you know, loving the ones that, okay, like they love my dad, so they would maybe look down on me on Earth, right, to see how I'm doing.
100%.
Because maybe they're interested. Yeah.
Yeah, they are interested in who you are. You're a namesake, Barbara Ann, really a nice lady, kind of fun. And then you have another. It's not Johnny that we're talking about, but there's a man named John trying to get through really strong. So I wonder who that belongs to.
Wow.
Is that your family? Do you have a John? Because if it's
I
not your John.
Do. I
no,
think
I
it
think it's a
John
caller.
Joseph. Oh, okay.
No,
let's
I don't
see.
Think it's who,
let's
I,
see.
Yeah, I feel it's somebody out there in the audience, TV land, or, I mean, you know, podcast land, that their loved one is trying to get through, and it's a common name, but I'm sure it belongs to a person out there that's looking for him.
Well,
okay.
Did you want to see?
We can take another caller.
Yeah, okay. 860 is on the air.
Hello. 860, welcome to the show. You are on the air with Psychic Rebecca Fearing.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Can I go into my question?
Yeah, because I want to go first a little bit. You have a lot of pink around you, and pink is for love. You're very much in the pink.
That was my question, actually. Do you see me in a committed relationship, and when, by any chance?
Your pink is very pink, so it's very really in front of you. You have a slight maroon starting to work its way into your life, which indicates a solid, committed relationship, possible marriage. The gentleman has a quick smile. He has a nice he has a nice backside, so I think his physique is good. And he works hard, so he definitely has a job. And he may be in the middle of changing his car or something, and I do believe he loves dogs. So do you have anybody like that around you? He's not bald.
No.
He has.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have not met him yet. No.
Yeah. Well, you will. Yes. Now, I'm going to give you a formula for love because it was the very first thing I saw around you. Okay? Light pink. Now, all the listeners, listen to this. If you want to be in love, I have two celebrities that followed my instructions, and both, one just got married, and the other one's getting married. So light pink is the color for love. Not hot pink, but a very light, soft, like baby pink. Then you should take a sea salt bath or scrubs, as long as it's not slippery, and get yourself a rose quartz. It doesn't have to be expensive. And you wash it off in sea salt water, dry it off, and put it on your window seal from moon to sun, sun to moon. Then you can place it by your bedside. You can carry it with you wherever you want. Now, get a love poetry and put it where you eat. It's good for feng shui.
Okay.
And then the last and least, if you're capable to do this, is to take a dance class. And you can dance in your house, too. But when you open that feminine heart chakra, ooh la la. So be prepared because it does work.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a sense or feel where or when I'm going to meet this person?
Well, it's not far in the future. The pink around you was very, very strong. So I think it's really in front of you. It may be our organic meeting. People like to do those apps. I'm not so gung-ho on those. But it is. He will talk about how pretty you are. He likes your eyes and your quick smile. So, and he's genuine. He's just trying to have sex with you. I mean,
oh my God, maybe. Oh, my God. This is just, it's funny because you said my eyes, and that is my best. The irony
point,
is
right?
that I've called before. My name's Amala. The irony is I'm legally blind, but my eyes are my biggest asset. Like, everybody comments on my eyes, women and men.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're very pretty. And I do feel that there's going to be either a treatment or something that will help one of your eyes to get stronger. So keep an eye out for the new treatments that have to do with what condition you have. But you do have gorgeous eyes, and he's just a love bug. So you just wear that pink, feel good about yourself, dance it up, and expect to be in love and in a committed relationship.
That's so interesting. Beth, can I just say one thing? I was just telling Jonathan when you were talking to Barbara and Jonathan about pick a color around me as in you, I picked pink. Interesting.
See?
Oh, wow.
Jonathan, yay. And I see Chicago. You might meet somebody that has something to do with Illinois or Chicago. Keep that in mind. It's pretty strong around you.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
I will call you back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good to hear from you, Amala.
Now, I have a question. I don't normally do this, but it's something really big is about to happen with me. Barbara knows all about it. She's something we planned. Me and Barbara have not met in person yet. We are going to be doing a photo shoot on May, and it'll be on May 28th on my birthday. The reason I'm asking this is for several reasons. I've had several psychics tell me that I'm very, very near to meet my soulmate. That's very near to happen. I've also been told that this person is going to be somebody who will be related to the show indirectly, but somebody that I'll meet in person. And, I've had psychics tell me that I'm going to meet this lady in like a convention is where I'm going to meet this person. It's interesting because, here I am. I'm going to be in California in May 28th because I'm going to be turning 48. And it's just that it's been years since I've had a vacation. So, it's going to be great for me to relax and meet Barbara. I'm going to be staying with Barbara. And I guess I'm just curious, between now and the photo shoot, do you see anything weird happening, like romance, or do you see anything, like, unusual happen in the photo shoot? Because, like, there's lots of things going on. I mean, there's like, a one woman I'm curious about romantically. then there's like, you know, the idea of I've never been, I mean, it's just all sorts of new experiences. So I was wondering what you think about this photo shoot.
Yeah, I actually think if you feel comfortable with your wardrobe, you got to really, even if somebody has to critique it a little bit or critique it, and I feel you feel good about your hair. It's all about, and this photo shoot is feeling comfortable and natural. And you are going to look hot, and Barbara always looks hot. So, I'm just feeling a lot of positive. Now, the thing about you, Jonathan, is that you blocked yourself from having romantic, you know, like a committed relationship. So you got to get rid of that. That goes back to a past life where you're going to think this is so funny, but you may have been a priest. So you weren't allowed yourself to, you know, love in a man and woman passionate. You loved, but you never broke that rule. You stayed true to the caller. This time you got to say, look at, you know, I'm allowed to love. I can be free to love. I have to have confidence that that's going to be okay. And you are definitely going towards love. 100%. You have somebody who's a fan. You have a couple of fans that really think you're hot. So I don't know if you want to connect in that way, but.
Well, these fans, what can you tell me about these fans?
Yeah, but you know, also the name Nancy is very strong around you. So I'm not clear on who she is, but if you meet a Nan or a Nancy that you feel is, you know, healthy and normal and attractive, by all means, this is the time.
I've heard the name Linda or Mary, but I've heard. Linda Mary is what I've heard.
Hmm. Well, it's I'll tell you, be open. Wear a little pink in your body. Wear a pink tie. Wear a light pink shirt. Men are very attractive in light pink. And it used to be the color for boys, and then they changed it to blue. So
yeah,
I'm feeling positive about this. This could be a year of love for you and opportunity in changing things up a little bit with the podcast and another opportunity that's coming right in front of you.
That's exciting, Johnny.
Barbara, for Barbara's sake, can you elaborate on what you just said about another opportunity? Is there something going on with the podcast that's going to...
There's a podcast, but this is more media-centered, like maybe visual. Like on camera?
Oh boy.
That's what, Barbara. People have been saying that. People have been saying that, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
They see us doing more visual.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So people could see you. They'd love to see you. So, you know, but I'm serious, Johnny, on what you're wearing in the photo shoot. So, Barbara, you got a good taste for men's wear and women's wear. So, you guys, maybe you want to talk to each other about what, you know, Johnny would look good in.
So that's really important. And, you know, I have, because, you know, I do modeling, so I know styling a shoot is so important. Mm-hmm. And wasn't I talking about what you're wearing, Johnny? And we were going to get you a makeover and take care of you. And
yes.
He does have anxiety, Rebecca, about coming to visit. Mm-hmm. And it's been so long and certain things that I may not know about him. So I just want him to clear that out, because I am, you know, a kind person and nurturer, and I want his parents to know that he will be well taken care of. And my daughter is a nurturer too, and so she's excited that he's coming. And it's going to be very nice.
Speaking of Priscilla, I'm wondering what she must think about all this show that we've been having. Where is Priscilla?
She doesn't listen when I do the show. Sometimes she'll come and sit by me, but rarely. Because it's right after school, and she's in her room, and she's talking to her friends.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about spirits on the phone. I mean, this is right up her alley.
I know.
Yeah, she does like it.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you get whoever's listening here or you guys, that you might experience this. If you get a call where there's nothing, don't just assume it's a telemarketer. Just listen to the end and see if you hear – even if it's light, like I heard on your show when we were talking to that one gal's mom, I think her name is Amy, all you hear in the background, really nice, is female, hi. But it's very light. If you enhance your audio, you might be able to hear that now. So be open to the, you know what, look at, I know what's impossible is not impossible. You know, I know that we're surrounded by many things we cannot see, feel, or touch. If you're open and you're healthy, you don't need all that. I can do tarot cards. Believe me, I can read handwriting like there's no tomorrow. But I don't really need all those tools. So just be open to your surroundings. If you don't like what you see and you're attracting negative, you can get a bowl of sea salt, put it in your house. It'll stop it, or just rebuke it. And don't allow it in your life. I've had the scariest thing happen to me, but most of the general public would not want the things that sometimes had come around me, around them. So I had to learn to be very tough on how to protect myself.
I did that the other day because of the spirit of the neighbor dying, and then I saw her ghost and the dog too died. She poisoned her dog. I saw her ghost with a ghost dog, and the leash was tight. So I knew, you know, it was not really a human being. It was a spirit, and
right.
The leash was just like a stick. And they were like kind of stick figures walking along, like pokey stick figures, like long triangular stick figures. Oh, my goodness. That feeling that came through me, that adrenaline rush, and I just ran forward. So that's the way my apartment was. And I wasn't going to run back. So I, you know what? Your adrenaline hits you. And I was like.
You know how to run, right?
And you don't even think. And you just do boom. And I was like. Okay, and then the big chills that went up my legs and arms were like points. They were like long lines, not the whole leg, these looming lines. Oh, my gosh, and it was like the most incredible feeling, like scary incredible feeling. Mm-hmm. I had to tell Johnny the next morning right away because that's what it's in you and all the details. And so he recorded it. I have all the details. He recorded it for me, my story, but... Okay,
wow.
I felt that the guy now living in this person's apartment is a weirdo, and he's always staring at me, and he took a picture of me the other day when I was outside. And I said, what's going on with him? And she had me do the salt thing, the salt all around, like the four corners of the room and then the sliding doors. And I did the threshold, and so far I felt really good. I feel good. So do you feel anything like that?
Well, he thinks because you're a very beautiful woman that he's getting like a little obsessed. Wow, I just heard a voice come over the radio right now.
I did too.
It's a man. Yeah, it's a man.
Ooh, I want to close my blinds now. Rebecca, I'm like getting creeped out now.
Yeah. No, they're
should
only
I be creeped
somebody
out?
To help you. No.
What?
These are that sometimes come through the... through the phone, and this person's trying to protect you. So you do have to be aware of him. Don't be naive. I don't think you're in immediate danger, but he should be taking pictures about you unless he asks you. And, and then, you know, just be proactive with this.
Do you think that I should tell the office just to let them know something has happened, like the picture taking? Okay.
Yeah, I would. You can never be too safe.
We went over there, my daughter and I went, you know, just to look around, and, you know, we knew he wasn't looking at that time, and it had a Marine sticker on his front door, some Valentine, like he's a Marine. Now that, I love Marines, but gosh, they're strong, you know, he's big.
So you need to be aware of it. I mean, ask the front desk if they have any scoop on him, and just be, you know, like again, proactive. You know, get some, maybe you should get some, or your daughter and you should both have some pepper spray or something, form of defense.
But that he being weird doesn't have to do with the woman who died in his apartment previously?
Well, you know, your landlord would have had to tell him that that person died in there. So he's
really?
Probably
is that the rule?
Really aware of it. Yeah, they have to by law.
Mm.
And she didn't die 3 years ago. She recently died. So he probably is well aware of it. And, you know, maybe he's going to ask you if you know anything, you know, anything in here. Maybe he was just showing a friend what a hot neighbor he had. But still, that's inappropriate.
I don't even feel like he would even know that I look good because I don't even dress up people. I just sneak in and out of here in my jeans and T-shirt with no makeup and
mm-hmm. –
I don't know. I mean, maybe there was one day where I was dressed up and he saw me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even hang out at the pool or anything.
Give yourself credit. You're a natural beauty. He does let you look cute. He probably doesn't care about makeup or no makeup. Yeah. So please talk to your landlord about it. I don't see imminent danger, but you know what? I work on crime. So most of the crime I get cases on, it could be preventable by being proactive.
Okay, but you're not feeling that. And you can you predict
crime? No, I would
crime?
Tell you. Yeah, I would okay. tell. Oh, I've helped many people avoid. And some people didn't. So those are the sad stories. When they pay me good money, they need to listen because I don't just talk, you know, frivolous
right.
stuff. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you don't see
anyway.
Any, you know, danger right now.
No. No.
I have a question. Now, do you mind if on the year we ask you how much you charge?
Yes, it's okay. I'm $160 for a half hour, $300 for the hour. But if there's a real, real, real financial need, I mean, I can't always do it because I do run a business. I could be flexible.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, that's
well,
so nice of you.
Barbara, do you want to do the shout-out?
Oh, no. Okay, we're done. Okay, but I didn't get to ask
me
about
go,
my
go,
person, Johnny.
Okay, go on.
I never
on,
even got...
Go on.
Well, no, you
start.
Okay, I guess he... Okay. But the answer to his question, do you want to do the shout-out, is, well, no, it's not. Okay.
Okay,
no.
Okay. All right. Go,
yeah,
go
you know what? It's so weird. So wait. Okay, hold on. What is so weird? I got this sick feeling in my stomach, Rebecca. In the beginning of the show, I wanted to ask, and then I felt like, I don't want to know. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to ask. Isn't that weird? Why would I
yeah.
feel that way? Like, I don't, ooh, yeah?
Well, maybe it's not the right night. Maybe we should do this in a one-on-one meet and greet.
Yeah.
I'll definitely give you a comp. So, and I'll come over. You probably don't live far from me. And, yeah, so don't worry.
Okay, we'll do the phone call.
Yeah, we can do the phone call to heaven. And, we're both right here in the same area. So it's good.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate you offering that. And I'm definitely going to take you up on it. And I just love that you call it the phone call to heaven. That is really cute. I like it.
Well,
that's good.
It's realer than real. It is pretty shocking, but you know, I've had a lot of things that happened to me that I had to just accept. These are a little things I've told you is nothing compared to what I have experienced in the realm of psychic, paranormal, miraculous. Oh, believe me, it's been a journey.
I can imagine. And mm-hmm. I want all the listeners to know to go to your website, RebeccaFearing.com, to find out more. And then there's also
a
link. You were on the Ellen show, or you were talking to Ellen
mm-hmm.
and her partner.
Yeah, they
want
to get me to work.
Okay.
Yeah. Johnny, can you tell them where you caught me and saw me?
There was that you were doing a reading for somebody that was with Ellen, and I looked you up. And then I said, okay, well, you know, let's see if I can interview her, you know. And then I called, and luckily has it, because it doesn't always happen like that. I got you on the phone. Usually I get an answering machine,
yeah.
or I get an assistant. But this was like the first, it was like I actually got you. So this is, you know, I was lucky.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
well,
that's
very
wonderful.
Accessible. I like to be in touch with the people that want to talk to me. I try to be very approachable. And, I mean, it's just the way I am. It's my personality. And I did a show for a protege, as I would say, of Ellen. His name is Kalen. He's really well known. I didn't know that at the time because I don't look people up. And he is funnier than Get Up. He is going to have a lot of opportunity. I believe he may have a movie coming out. And if you guys could catch it, it's an Ellen Tube. I think YouTube, I think that's what it was. But you can always look up Rebecca Fearing and Reading with Kalen, and it would probably come up. I think it's on my Facebook, so if you guys want to join my Facebook, just make a request, and I'll get you on there.
Oh, sure, yes, and I just Googled you, and there are so many videos with you. And, oh, so many interesting calls, I'm sure.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff out there.
Get us on Ellen.
Pardon me?
Are you saying get us on Ellen?
No.
That's kind of
he
a dream
loves
of mine.
Ellen.
Yeah, that's one of my dreams.
It really
that's
is.
All. But
yeah, they found me on the internet. I asked them how they found me, and they just looked me up, and they liked what they saw. There's a lot of good reviews. Not everybody's going to love you, but for doing this for many, many years, I'm doing pretty good. I'm global. I talk to places in Dubai, Mumbai, South Korea. Oh, God, you name it, Australia, all over the world, Britain. So I'm pretty global. So, you know.
Yes.
So that's really
what,
exciting.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Hey, I believe one God for all people. I don't care what color you are, what nationality you are, or what religion you are. It's all the same to me because everybody wants one question. Can I be loved? Am I going to be safe? Can I be prosperous? You know, it's global.
Yeah. It is. And they want to talk to their loved ones who've passed.
Right. And I just heard a voice from the other side say, yeah, you had another woman come through. So if maybe your listeners heard that.
I heard that too. I would just always think that these things were like little glitches, but they're voices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Wow. So everybody, hello. We're going to get from you. We're going to get a lot of more subscribers on our YouTube channel because they're going to go back and listen to this again and again and again. So
mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Go to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel to hear this show again. I'm going to right away. Johnny, how long will it be until you post this on YouTube?
About an hour.
Okay.
Oh, great. Yeah, you guys reach out. Keep in touch. You know, you can see me on Calling Out with Dr. Drew's wife, Susan Pinsky, on the Ellen Tube thing. You know, I'm all over the place. And the one thing I am approachable. And I've gotten a lot of requests for readings, of course, but we try. It might take us a week, but we will get back to you. And I do answer my own phone. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to give that number out again. Your phone number is 818-853-1123.
Yeah, 853-1123, 818. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Well, I hope you can.
And so.
I hope you didn't come back.
Well, I was just going to say visit us on all of our social media because you want me to do the shout out, right? So our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Facebook page, and we are going to post this link to this show there. So if you're not savvy with the YouTube, you can find it on our Facebook. And I'm done with my shout out. Go ahead, Johnny. What were you going to say?
I hope you can come back on sometime. I mean, there's lots of ideas for shows that I have, being that you've been on. Like, I don't know. I mean, you seem kind of, you know, like I find kind of Rebecca Fearing kind of similar to Vanessa Orr. Don't you think so, Barbara?
Yes. Well, I like both
you know,
of you a lot. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like where
and salt,
where
and
white
she's the one
t-shirt.
Who told me to do the salt. What about the T-shirt?
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. I have a lot of subjects going from the paranormal to the ghostly to the divine to the psychic. I mean, I've had a lot of things happen to me, and they're all real. I couldn't make them up. So, hey, you pick a subject, and I'd probably be attached to it somehow. Crime. I have a lot of experiences with Marilyn Monroe. All those are unbelievable, and I have audio from her. So I know 100% that she was murdered, and I have more facts than a lot of her autobiography. People.
What about
interesting.
Elvis? There are people like that.
Oh, yeah. Elvis, I'll tell you he's my biggest fan. I have stories about Elvis that are incredible, and he's a hottie. And I have gotten him on audio where I heard him whistling and doing this thing, and I went and looked it up, and I found it, what I heard him doing. So, yeah, The Doors, Jim Morrison. God, you name it. I've had a lot of experiences with celebrities on the other side. But if I didn't, if it didn't happen to me, I probably wouldn't even believe it. So
should we not be afraid? Because you know, when I sometimes get a little creeped out, but normally I'm okay with the spirits and ghosts. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it for the most part. Should we just let that go?
Well, sometimes when people are trying to contact you from the other side. They might be saying, hey, your front door is not locked, or there's a man in the window. I had a woman with an Israeli accent shout at me from down the hall. Rebecca, there's a man in the woman. I mean, a man in the window. And guess what? I went to that window, and there was a man in there, and he says, can I come in? I go, hell no, and I'm going to call the cops on you right now. who's in my front window. She was right. She woke me up.
Yes. Wow.
Ooh. It doesn't have to be all spooky things. It could be somebody trying to wake you up to warn you. You know? So.
Yes. I think that the ghost of that lady, she hadn't passed yet. I think she was trying to tell me, because I was out there really late taking pictures of the grounds before that guy moved in here. And
yes,
for my mom,
she
wanted me to find her body. She wanted her body to be found because it was decomposing so much for almost a month that she really wanted it to be taken care of. That's what I feel.
I don't make show suggestions on the air, but I just want to, this is just one that I've thought about. We've done ones where we thought about having like a bunch of Barbara's Playboy Playmate friends get read. And, I don't know. I mean, like, we wanted to do something for Hugh Hefner. We did something for Alexis Vogel. I mean, I don't want to make ideas on the air, Barbara, but I mean, it just seems to me that this is worth taking that risk. What do you think about Rebecca Fearing doing a show where we get a bunch of playmates, if Rebecca's okay with
it? Well, I like the idea of talking to Hugh Hef, well, to Hef, as we call him.
Well,
I, and,
let me tell you something.
Yeah, I like that.
I have my stories about him. So I do have, yes. I was reading for a person at one of the celebrities. I met a lot of comedians, too, the old, from the old era to the present day. But I was at Sherry Hackett's house doing a party she has every year, and there was a lady sat down, and she was older, but she was still very attractive. And I said to her, and I didn't know who she was, and I said, "Why do I see Hugh Hefner's mother behind you?" She goes, "Oh, my God, I knew his mother. I was a playmate in the 1960-something. She goes, "I have breakfast with him every Sunday."
Oh,
that was before
goodness.
He died. Mm-hmm. That was a couple
that
years ago.
Amazing. Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. You must have so many stories.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I have the stories about Hugh Hefner because I have somebody that lives right across the street from his mansion.
Yes. Wow. I think that it would mean a lot to the Playmates. It's not that we want to do it because we want to entertain people so much. It's because they're my friends, and we really do miss him, and they loved him. I mean, we all loved him. He was so good to us, and it would be really nice to get a message from him.
Well, I'm telling you,
okay,
I'll tell you one other one really quickly.
Okay.
I was at my friend's house, and she was throwing a party, and I was sitting next to a woman that I know, and I said, "What is Hugh Hefner walking across the hall for?" I mean, I saw him in her house. He had passed. And the woman next to me go, oh, my God, I'm best friends with his wife. Okay?
Oh.
So he was trying to get a message to his wife, actually.
Yes. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's easy to contact. So that'd be fun.
I never even think of contacting him, and he'd be the best one to contact.
He's probably open to it, and they already probably knows about me, okay? Because I've, like I said,
I've
had a couple experiences with him.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, he knows you. Okay, great. Well, we're excited to have you back, but I'm really excited to meet you in person and do the call to heaven, phone call to heaven.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Rebecca, and thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Rebecca. Have a great night, everybody.